Shalom and welcome to the Weekly Conversations with Maitreya. The Weekly Conversation with Maitreya will be open to everyone. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will also be taken in text, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in a lecture and please do not grab the mic. Please listen to the answer to your last question before typing another. Those who do not follow this simple rule will be red-dotted. They, however, will be given one more chance for follow-up questions. If they continue to be disorderly, they will be red-dotted permanently. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures, satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously.
Salam, everybody. Welcome to the Mishnah Maitreya's conversation room. Let us start in the name of the Lord, God, the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, which is always present and is with us, who has sent all the revelations to humanity, to different people, with a specific message, and each of them have received it and took it as the last revelation of God. When God has said that His revelation or the ultimate truth will come after the seventh angel at the end time, and now we have to re-educate humanity to see the Word of God instead of following their own ways and understanding, and let them realize that they all are the children of God and brothers and sisters. Now is the time for humanity to realize that they are all brothers and sisters. In Islam, it is taught that all Muslims are brothers and sisters. In our teachings, we teach the whole universe are or is one, and everybody is brothers and sisters, no matter what race, what gender, what nationality, what language, what religion they are from. All are brothers and sisters. Even those who do not see this vision clearly, even oppose us, their essence are God. And this again shows that this revelation is for the whole universe, and even Islam just includes the Muslim, but this one includes everybody. There is no one who is not a part of this mission. That might have also true through the Baha'i teachings, but in his teaching, of course, it is clear that God has been sending seven revelations to man. And only at the time of the revelation of the seventh angel, when he starts teaching and bringing this revelation, the whole truth will be revealed to humanity. And only in that end time, man can know the mystery of God. And indeed, God has been guiding humanity from the very beginning of the creation, and even before that, to this point, he is the most compassionate, concerned, loving God for every man, woman, and child, and humanity. And humans have to realize this and come to know the only God. It is no God but one God. There is not two, three, or four any other God that people worship or take as idols or a spirit behind them is a part of a greater spirit, which is the only worshipable and praiseable God. If man can see that, then those who take a part of God and worship Him, they realize that they have to expand themselves to realize the formless, invisible, nameless and eternal God. Only God in that state with you will unify all humanity and will show that all men and women and children have the essence of God in them, and they are brothers and sisters. They are a part of God. No one can separate himself or herself from God and say, "No, I am a part of God and this individual is not. I am better than the other person," because God is everything and you cannot separate Him. The moment you do that, of course, that delusion comes in, and the delusion, of course, is ego is deluded, believing he can or it can separate any part of God from any other part. And human have to realize this ego, which is so prevalent in their society, and 99.99% of humanity are in that delusion of separation, and they separate themselves by religion, gender, nationality, race, and all other excuses to separate one part of God from another. Cannot. Impossible. And whoever does that, of course, will suffer the consequence of the ego. And the fastest way to dissolve this ego is to follow the eternal divine path, the seventh revelation that has come from God to humanity and shows a path that whoever follows will benefit immensely. They will awaken their spiritual forces, they meditate, they will see that yes, indeed, God is within me, and by meditation and awakening of my spiritual forces, I can be connected to that essence. And when they see that essence in themselves, they see the essence everywhere, outside, within the other people, and the whole universe. The question is, of course, you can raise your hand and come to the mic and ask your questions. That is what is called, this room called the conversation room. Or you can type your question as the Golden Heart just did. He is asking, "Did God speak to you?" It is something that Muslim call Wahy. Wahy means a direct relationship with God, and He reveals the word or revelation or a scripture through the chosen prophets or messengers or Messiah or whatever you want to call him, the major manifestation. And the certainty, being certain that this is indeed from God, is unmistakable. Of course, you can call that God talks to prophet, God talk to Moses, talk to Muhammad, talk to Christ, God talk to Bob, and talk to all the prophets. But really, He didn't talk to them. He didn't come and sat and said, "Like, let's have a conversation like me and you." But it is a soul-to-soul relationship by the Holy Ghost. And one of the rules here, Golden, that you have to listen to the answer of one question before you can just go ahead and talk again and again, so we can be in a flow with each other. Yes, so that is, if you want to call that one talking, yes, that is true, but it is not the talking like a conversation. Yes, you're not having the same thing, but if you have to, then it's going to become cut, then I'm answering you. So if I can answer you first, and then we can go ahead to the next one. All right, angel spoke to the prophets, peace be upon them. I'm not typing, okay? All right, sure. The angels, those prophets who needed angels to talk to them, angels, the manifestation of ethereal level for that people that needed to receive a physical manifestation in order to believe that they indeed have received the revelation from God. But after Prophet Muhammad or other prophets received that first vision, the revelation came to them in the way of wahy, or soul to soul relationship with God. The Gabriel didn't continue coming to Prophet Muhammad and giving him the revelation as he did in the beginning when he had the first vision. So after the first vision that he needed to have, he also had a direct relationship heart to heart with God. In this time, I didn't need for a manifestation to come and reveal or tell me read or anything like that, because in this teaching it says the only God is formless, invisible, nameless and eternal, your essence. The only name he has is the word, and that cannot even pronounce outside in an external world. So the most important thing was that certitude of the revelation, the fulfillment of the prophecies, the word of God, and how this revelation actually explains the whole revelation before it, and how it shows how the history that have been guided by God to this point. And if you study our teaching, you will be amazed at how everything has been explained and make sense and clears a lot of misunderstanding between people and revelation and religions. So if you have other questions, go ahead. You know, so yes, indeed, the prophet have had the vision of the angels, but whatever has the attribute of the creation is not the essence. If you can touch him, if you have a smell or a voice or anything that appears to our senses, it is not the ultimate. If you see an angel, that angel has been created by God to give you a message or to reveal you a truth. And some people see angels all over the place because they want to see them. Other question, sweetness asks, why is that peace be upon on him? Why is that what, sweet? So, you can see the other prophets did need, thanks, but I don't want my voice being recorded. Fine, sure, go ahead and just type if you want to just type your question. I repeat them, and that is no problem. You can go that way. But the question is, not like you are a Muslim, because you keep saying the peace be upon him. That is a Muslim saying, and that's fine. But if you go to our teaching and to the website, or here ask me question, you will see that Prophet Muhammad clearly said he did not reveal everything. He and the tablets, there are much in it that he did not reveal to humanity. Of course, you probably say he said he is the Khatam, and the word, of course, Khatam can be pronounced Khatam as the end, or Khatam, Khatam as end, and Khatam as the top of the ring. And we have explained many times both of them are correct. But in Quran does it say that? That didn't bring everything. Okay, if somebody puts the verse 15 of the Surah 5 that Prophet Muhammad clearly says he did not reveal the whole thing, here it is, Shirin just posted for you, ornament of gold. Yes, if the Quran is an essential part of the eternal tablet, the source of a soul which we possess, I think it's a Surah 5, it's a Surah ornament, ornament of gold. Clearly in that Surah, God reveals that Prophet Muhammad has revealed only a part of the eternal tablet, not the whole thing, because he could not, no prophet could, because clearly in the scripture says only at the end time, after the opening of the seven seals, the whole tablet, the whole truth will be revealed to humanity. And that is now. We are at the end time. This is the revelation of the seventh seal. There have come to you our messenger, revealing to you much of what you used to hide in the book, and passing over much. Passing over. It means he did not reveal everything. There have come to you from Allah, God. So that is one part of Islam that clearly shows that Prophet Muhammad did not reveal everything. Yes, people of the book. That is another part that Prophet Muhammad didn't reveal, is the mystical path. He did not touch the mystical path in human experience, just like Hinduism and Buddhism and Kabbalah and saints in Christianity. That's why we see later on Islam has Sufis, and Sufis are the mystical path part of Islam, and Orthodox Muslim still, they cannot accept Sufis in a greater degree because they weren't taught that Sufis also is a part of God. The mystical part is path, also is a part of the God's revelation. Man brought dogma to the religions. God created religion as revelation. And as you say, God created man, man created religion, religion fight among each other to reach God. Is it too, so important to prove which religion is the greatest? God is one, the path is different, at least everything is trying to travel in their own path to reach God. Well, that is not a scriptural, that is an opinion. So why people in all rooms are abusing each religion? Okay, well, apparently you haven't read the teaching, our teaching, and that is not what the scripture says. The scripture clearly says that God will send seven revelations to humanity, and each of these revelations have a part of the truth until the seven seals are opened and the book with the seven seals is revealed. So that is the way God said He will do it. What you are saying is your conclusion that why there is so many religion and they're fighting, and man created religion. Actually, man didn't create religion, man created dogmas, and since each religion had a part of the truth, they had no choice but to make a mistake and create something that they can hang into and say, well, we are better than other religion and we have the last word, or we are the chosen one, or we have the only way, which is an ego, you know, gratification. But God, from the very beginning of the creation, sent Adam as the first prophet to humanity to guide them. And indeed, He taught them the eternal divine path and encouraged them to follow it. Of course, man fell more and more to a point that God has taken all connection of man to a spirit and destroyed most of them at the time of the flood of Noah, and create a new man that we are with two eyes. We cannot even see the spiritual world. The spiritual world is very inaccessible to most humans. Now, of course, we are reaching a point that God is revealing this truth again back to humanity, but He's not going to give us our powers and connection to spirit unless we recognize that human messed it up in the past. Human has been at war and destruction and dogmas and separation for last 12,000 years, and the history is a testimony of humans cannot come together as one body and one God to this point. Now it's the time of sundering, it is time of the end time, and God is calling the elect to come together, see this revelation of the truth, clean the religion from dogmas, and bring a path that unifies everyone together as God's children and His essence. And this revelation has been prophesied to come at the end time. Again, the question Malika is asking, if God has spoken to me, again, it is the Vah, it is the Holy Ghost that brings the revelation to prophets. God speaks in heart to heart, and when God reveals the revelation, you have no doubt that is from God. And He does not speak to everyone. He prophesies for a long time before the coming of a prophet, and that prophet has to fulfill the prophecy, as Prophet Muhammad fulfilled the prophecy of his coming, because Jews knew there is going to be a prophet also coming from the children of Ishmael. And when Prophet Muhammad came, they realized, yes, indeed, he is the prophet. Yes, indeed, if you want to call that I am a prophet. A prophet is a Messiah. Messiah is the same as prophet. Prophet is a messenger of God. He is prophesied to come for a long time, for thousands of years. And then when that person comes, it is very clear to those people who see the revelation and fulfillment of the prophecies, and they realize that yes, indeed, the word of God has come to man again, and now it has come again to man, and in this time is revealed there. Revelation of the seven seals unifies all the religions of the world and brings the last revelation of God to man. And now, this is the call to humanity to realize God's plan. And God's plan has been to send seven revelations to humanity, and each of these revelations have gathered some people on earth together, and that revelation has been sent specifically for those people, and now this revelation has come for the whole humanity and reveals that each of you in your religion have a part of a greater truth. And if you see the vision that has been revealed to you through this revelation, okay, the question is, what has God given you to prove that you are a prophet? The miracle of the mission and this prophet is the message. If you understand the message of the mission, you indeed see it is a miracle. And that is the miracle of this mission. And as Prophet Muhammad's miracle was Quran, the message is the message of the seven seals or the eternal divine path. The message is that there have been seven revelations, as it's been clearly stated as the seven seals to humanity. These seven revelations start with the mystical path, which includes all the teachings that say, know thyself to know God. Meditate, concentrate, contemplate, pray, read the scriptures, and love God with all your heart, mind, and spirit. And when you do that, you eventually realize that your essence and God are one. That teaching includes Hinduism, Buddhism, and all other mystical paths, as Kabbalah, as Sufis in Islam, as saints in Christianity, and any other religion that teaches to know yourself and awaken your spiritual forces. And by realizing self, of course, it is not the end of the path. You direct the energy toward the creation of the communities of light. Communities of light is the community which accept God as their king or ruler or head, and his laws as the laws for that community. And that is the message of the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, the whole theme of the Old Testament is that God is trying to choose the people who accept him as king and his laws as the laws of to follow. That is the second step after meditation. You have to start Communities of Light, join a Communities of Light, and create a community, which in Islam called Ummah, or you know, people in Islam, and that community become Communities of Light. Of course, in order to create such a community, you have to sacrifice, you have to give in more than you take, and that is the message of Christ or Isa. Isa the Christ, Isa the Messiah, and Christ taught how sacrifice is necessary in order to create the communities of light. Even then, you must become attached to the result of your action, and either you become depressed or elated too much, and ego comes in, and ego, of course, separates you from God right away. That is what the message of Islam comes, to be surrendered and submissive to God. Surrendering means I do my best, I sacrifice for it, I try to create communities of light, but I'm not attached to the result. I do my best and I surrender the result to God. Even greater than surrendering is submission, and that means that I let God come through me, and therefore I become a pure channel for God, and since God comes through, God is perfect, and therefore He does perfect job in creating the comings of light, sacrificing and becoming a channel for His pure essence. So next step is to become a universalist. That is the message brought by Bab and Baha'u'llah, the universalism that shatters all narrowness of the mind, and you realize God is everything. You belong to the universe. You do not belong to any specific religion, gender, nationality, race, but you are a part of God, and God is everything. You become a universalist, and therefore you shatter the narrowness of the mind and you expand yourself. If you follow these five steps, awaken restricted forces, creation of the communities of light, sacrifice, surrendering and submission, and universalism, you become a elect, a chosen people. What God has said, that they are the one that worthy, or makes the creation worthy, and all his effort fruitful. Therefore, by going these five steps, you become an elect, which is the sixth seal. We call him Paravipra. Those who are spiritually strong awaken their spiritual forces. They sacrifice for the community. They become surrendered and submissive to God, become universalists, therefore expand themselves. And such people are intellectually strong, spiritually connected, and they become the leaders of the humanity at coming of this new age, or new golden age is approaching humanity. So that sixth level is been revealed with the prophet from India by the name of Baba. And of course, our teaching puts everything together and explains to humanity how God has been sending all this revelation together, and how all of your religions are a part of a greater truth. If you see this vision, then you no longer can be a Christian or Hindu or a Muslim or Buddhist or Jews, but a person who follows the eternal divine path. If he doesn't have any dogma, he doesn't say you have to believe in a set of rules to become a part of it. It's a path. You have to meditate. You have to awaken your spiritual forces. You have to direct that energy towards the creation of the communities of light. You have to sacrifice. You have to surrender and submit and become a universalist. Then you become an elect. Then you see the vision of this mission. You see the teaching of this mission. You see these are based on the word of God. He already said, my plan is going to be sealed and nobody knows until the end time. And now, of course, it is the end time. It is the time of sundering. It is the time for coming of this revelation. And indeed, this revelation has come in a correct time. If this timing is correct, it fulfills the prophecy. It is based on the word of God. It has been foretold to all the religion, including Muslim, that at the end time, this revelation will come and clear all the confusion before it, and it indeed has. So, this was the answer to your question, Malika, and what is that make me to believe I am a prophet? Of course, if you go to our website, there has never been a prophet or a revealer that fulfilled as many prophecies that has been fulfilled through this mission and through this messenger of God to you. It has come to you clearly, and it's calling on all Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Christians, Jews, Baha'is, and whoever else on earth to come to see this vision clearly and see how God indeed fulfilled what He has promised us He will. And now it is fulfilled. It is revealed to man. Golden Heart asks, I was wondering how religions such as Hinduism can be put into this category. When Jews, Christians, Muslims, they have been taught not to worship idols. Yes, indeed, that is the part that Hindus and Buddhists have to recognize. What they call idols and worship, it is a part of the Spirit of God, and they have to expand themselves to the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. When the Prophet comes, he doesn't teach completely what you believe. He brings a new understanding to humanity. That is why we no longer say that Allah, the name of the God, is only Allah. Of course, Allah was really meant God. It's not the name, it is a calling, like just like we say God now in English, and when we say God, it is God for Jews and Hindus and Buddhists and everybody. When Prophet Muhammad brought that name Allah, it meant God. It was really a name. Of course, Allah, you can find it in the old Bible as Elohim, Allah, Yah, and many other names that they used to have it in Old Testament. So Allah was a name that Jews, Christians, and everybody in that region that the message of Prophet Muhammad came were using them. And therefore Allah, of course, it also is a mantra. It's a power word. Al-Ah. It's a vibration of the seed of the mind. And then you meditate on that name, of course, it has great power for meditation and awakening of the spiritual forces. So that is why God, Prophet Muhammad brought it to humanity, and eventually Muslims said it's his name. The name of God is Allah, but in reality, if you study the Old Testament and original names in the Old Testament, you will find that they are very similar to what Jews use to use for the name of God. Therefore, in this teaching, now we teach formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. As Prophet Muhammad was asked how many names God has, Prophet Muhammad said he has 3,000 names. Humanity only knows 2,999 of them. There is one that humanity doesn't know, is one of the hadiths of the Prophet Muhammad, and that one name is the one that we reveal to humanity as the word or the holy name of God. And this is revealed to those, of course, are dedicated to mission and want to be a part of this new revelation of God. So the real name of God cannot be pronounced at all. No, Yahweh is a corrupt pronunciation of that holy name. That is what the Jewish people, they could not utter the name of the Lord, and that's why the message was, do not take the name of the Lord in vain. And if you try to pronounce it or utter it in external word, that was considered as taking the name of the Lord in vain. And they were correct, because you can, that's why now they call it Yahweh. And of course, you wrote it correctly without no vowel in it. So you really, even that what you wrote cannot be pronounced, because it doesn't have any O or A or I or Y in it. And therefore, it is really a word not pronounceable. It's YHWH. What does that mean? There's no such a word. Yeah, you can. So if you don't have any vowels in it, it's not pronounceable. And exactly that is correct. That's what in Hebrew they call it Yote Wote, and they just wrote the words, and it doesn't have any vowel in it. Therefore, the real name of God cannot be pronounced, cannot be uttered. And that is the true name of God. So it's not It's no name that you can utter it in this external world and say this is the name of God. It cannot be, because the name of God is within you. It's a vibration, it's an energy, it is something that only you can hear it within. And when you hear it, of course, it's with you all the time. And it's when it's all the time with you, you can meditate on it all the time, and you, God, are together all the time. So Prophet Muhammad brought that teaching to humanity as there is only one God. And that is correct. That is only one God. And in a higher level in Hinduism and Buddhism also, that is true. In Hinduism, the highest level of God's understanding is realizing Atman. Atman or God is the same as Atman and you. Or God and the Self are one. Or Khud and Khuda in Persian are one. So the essence in you and God are one. Know thyself to know God. Be still and know that I am God. God created man in his image. So in a sense, our essence of Isa Christ called, told his disciples, thou art gods. So we have the essence of God. The essence of God is compassionate, loving, understanding, unity, and bring that realization that we are all the children of the same God. Therefore, in a higher level, Hindus also believe in a greater realization, which is to know thyself, to know God. And in lower level, of course, they believe in the statues and many gods with many different names and this and that. And that is because they are a part of the manifestation of God, and they have to realize to go beyond this apparent manifestation of God to the essence, which in their teaching is the Vedanta, or to know self is to know God. By this, you can see even Hindus and Buddhists also a part of God's revelation, and we can include them as we can include Islam, as it can include Judaism, Buddhism. That's another difference between this revelation and revelation before it. That's another reason it shows that this is the only revelation that includes all the parts of God's work. Even Baha'is do not include Hindus and Buddhists in their teaching. Bab and Baha'u'llah also believe in the people in the book, of the book. Of course, Hindus also have a book. It's called Upanishad, it's called Vedas, it's called, you know, Bhagavad Gita. They have books also. But at that time, it was not necessary for the people in that area to concentrate in those books, because that revelation was for Muslim and Christian and Jews. And this time, now it includes everybody. It clearly explained. No, you should not have even a name for God in external world. You're right, because we are taught not to worship things. Absolutely. The highest level of worshiping God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. It is your essence. The essence of the universe in the highest level is the God that doesn't even have a name. His formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, as the reminder is saying, F-I-N-E. If you realize that essence, then you cannot categorize anybody, you cannot separate anything from it, and you will not worship statues or pictures or names or even prophets. Prophet is here to give a message, and the message of the prophet is the most important part of a revelation. If you start worshiping the prophet itself, you miss the message. That's why Prophet Muhammad, yes indeed, that is the part Hindus have to overcome. Hindus have to realize that they have to go beyond the appearances. They have to go to the essence. In a higher level, they should realize God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Every religion after this revelation have to overcome and realize this new message and adjust themselves to a new reality. Well, I am the representation of all the prophets before me, all included in you asking, so you are Mahdi. Indeed, you can say Mahdi is not a prophet. Well, that is again, you have to read our teaching, Golden. Mahdi is a prophet. Actually, he came as Bab in Shiraz in Persia and brought the teaching of Baha'i's teaching, and he fulfilled those prophecies. But I fulfill all the prophecies and the energy of all the prophets before me, because this is the seven angel. I have to manifest all of them, because this is revealing the whole truth to humanity. No, he came and you guys missed it. No, he came as Bab. He fulfilled the prophecies. He brought the message of universalism. Okay, Dajjal, you are asking where is Dajjal? Dajjal is the same as the false prophet or Antichrist. He is the external world that takes you away from God and make you fall from the grace of God and go away from the truth. And where is Jesus? Well, actually his name never was Jesus. There is not such a person ever lived called Jesus. His name was Isa, the Christ. And if you read Quran, you will see that he's never called Jesus in the East. And right, so Isa is the same spirit which came as Prophet Muhammad, came as Bab, came as other prophets, who was the first begotten Son of God. And now, of course, has come through this mission to you and bringing the revelation of God back to humanity. So, if you see, Golden, one of the requirements we like to people to go and study our teaching first. This all that you are asking are the understanding of Muslim and their belief, and they have missed their Mahdi as Bab, who came to them in Persia, and they killed him. They shot him and killed him, and now, of course, you cannot stop God. You cannot stop God's revelation. When God's revelation comes, he will succeed. I just told you, he is Bab. You say when? In 1844 or 45. Actually, around 200 years before I was born, he came to humanity. He revealed the teaching. His followers were killed and destroyed, as was prophesied will happen to them in the Bible. Again, you read our teaching in Revelation, it says the followers of the fifth seal, which was the Bab's revelation, will be killed and murdered, and they pray to God when it's gonna end come, and God tells them after a short period of time. And 200 years later, of course, this last revelation comes to humanity and explains everything to man. Yeah. Well, you can believe what I'm not here to argue with you, Golden. Okay, You want to argue, take your argument somewhere else. I'm just telling you the truth. If you want to go and prove it to yourself, go to our website, come and ask questions. But if you want to believe that you are correct, like a lot of Christians come here and they think they are correct and they tell us we are wrong, well, yeah, the world will end according to the revelation in the revelation. If you go and read the scripture in the Bible, you have to expand yourself from your own dogmas and understanding and understand God. In order to do that, you have to, because I am the representative of God, I am correct because I have received this revelation for humanity, and God clearly has given me the authority to be correct and correct those who have come before me, as Prophet Muhammad corrected those who came before him. And now, of course, this revelation is the one that has been written down, put in the website, and reached every man and woman on earth at the same time. If they have a computer, that you can find it everywhere on earth, and there is no nation or people who do not have computer or do not have connection to internet. And see, those are your beliefs, that you have to believe that an angel have to come to me in order you believe in it. Of course, Christians were waiting for their Messiah to come from the sky, and Jews, their Messiah came in Esau, and they are still waiting for him. Sure, you can keep those beliefs and understanding and resist the teaching of the new prophet to you. Well, I answered you, I don't need an angel come to me. I needed to see the vision clearly and see that the vision is truth is from God, is based on the word of God. I answered your question and you keep asking the same question over and over. You know, what is it? Did you have a sound there, or you cannot hear me, or there's some technical problem? I already answered those things. I want to confirm it is the feeling in your heart. So someone talking to you. No, nobody talking to me. And if you are really a seeker, you have to go and prove it to yourself. It is a soul to soul revelation. It is a understanding. It is wahy. If you are a Muslim, you should clearly understand what wahy means. Okay, well, if you don't know Arabic, you know, go and ask some of the people in the mosque, and they will explain to you what wahy is. Wahy is a heart-to-heart understanding. It's a quiet voice that you almost don't hear it, but you hear it at the same time. It is something beyond explanation. It is something that you absolutely have no doubt when you receive it that it is true and it is from God. Well, it is not compulsory to be a divine or in the mission of Maitreya either. That is why we encourage everybody to go, not Vahd, Vahy, W-A-H-E, probably, Vahy. It's an Arabic word. It is what Prophet Muhammad said he received them. You don't need to know any language either in this mission. Well, we encourage everybody to know English, because this revelation came in English, but you can ask people in Islam what wah means, and wah is what Prophet Muhammad was receiving. He didn't hear Gabriel after the first vision he had, and that's exactly what I didn't need to have a vision of a angel. I don't even teach angels, because angels are a creation of your own mind. Angels in the mission of Maitreya are sattvic, tamasic, and rajasic. Those are the Gabriel, Michael, and Lucifer. They are the three angels of God. So even angels are not something tangible in this mission. They are something that works as the force in the mission. So you can see here we do not teach even angels, and we don't even encourage you to, you know, spend too much time on that level of seeing manifested things, because the moment things are manifested, is no longer his essence, is no longer his God, is no longer you are reaching for the highest. If it has a name, it has a touch, if it has a smell, if it has a form, it is not the essence. That's why Buddha called it nirvana or nothingness. So you have to go beyond all these concepts, and of course, that's all right. You have become a Muslim, and you are throwing at us all the Muslim dogma, which is okay. You know, we understand. You just came to this mission, and you just found us, and you have a lot to learn before you really realize the depth of this revelation. So what is God now asking us to do? He is asking you to realize that He has been sending all this revelation for the last 12,000 years, and each of them have been a part of a greater truth which is called Eternal Divine Path. He sealed this revelation and understanding until the end time, and now it is the end time, and humanity that realized that God created the universe, so it returns back to Godhead or equilibrium. That is what this creation is created. Therefore the goal of the life is to become divine, and the way to become divine is to follow Eternal Divine Path, and Eternal Divine Path includes all religions of the world and unifies them and shows a path that whoever follows it will reach pure consciousness or Godhead and return to formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Therefore, God is calling you to see this vision, to see God's revelation, to see that God has been sending all this revelation. He had a plan. He had a vision. He will bring His kingdom on earth. He has been at it for the last 12,000 years to found and guide the elect, those who have awakened their official forces, and they eventually have realized there is only one God. How can there be so many religions and separation and destruction among them? And these people do not like dogmas, do not like human understanding. They want to know what God meant with all these revelations and scriptures and this. Now, such people, when they see this teaching, it makes sense to them. Yes, there is only one God. He said He's going to seal the vision from Daniel and other prophets, and all these prophets before this revelation had only a part of the truth. Now it is completed. Therefore, humanity can come, see, not to make the same mistakes that they did before the flood of Noah and misuse and abuse their spiritual powers, and eventually made earth a place that God just repented that He had created man at all and destroyed in time of flood of Noah. Now we are in the point that humanity have to learn the lessons from the before flood of Noah and from the history of last 2,000 years, that they cannot do it. They cannot bring the peace and unity and godliness and progress toward return to God, but by following the Eternal Divine Path. That is what the calling is. Calling is to see this vision, to see the God's work and how he has been guiding humanity to this point, how all these revelations and religions are a part of a greater truth, now come together, realize we are all have the essence of God in us, and we are all brothers and sisters. Not only Muslim brothers and sisters, not only Christians are brothers and sisters, not only Jews are brothers and sisters, not only Hindus and Buddhists are brothers and sisters, we all are brothers and sisters, no matter where we are, who we are, what gender or nationality or race we have, or what part of the universe we are from. We are brothers and sisters. If all the religions are from God, will they go to heaven just by following a part, or we have to follow you to go to heaven? You have to follow me. You have to follow this revelation. You do not go, you cannot understand. You remind me, your question reminds me of the five blind men and the elephant again, that each of the blind men had a part of the elephant, and each of them adamant they know what the elephant looks like. How can you go to heaven, or how can you know the elephant, how the elephant looks like, if you do not know that each part of that each blind man had is a part of a greater being, which is the whole elephant? You can't know elephant unless you know the whole truth. And this is the whole truth. This is the whole revelation. No one had the whole truth before this revelation come. Quran says even Christians and Jews will go to heaven, those who not follow Quran. Well, we don't teach Quran here. We teach eternal, the holiest of the holies, though the last testament. Of course, in that time, of course, according to that revelation, you know, that was what's revealed to Prophet Muhammad. But according to our teaching, you cannot know the whole truth. You cannot know the whole elephant unless you see the whole elephant. How can you say, oh, I know the elephant if I have the ears? I am a person that knows the elephant. Those who believe in one God, pray, etc., will go to heaven. Well, that has some truth in it, that if you believe in one God and pray and all that, you eventually become surrendered and submissive to God. And if you surrender and submissive to God, God clearly has said, my revelation and teachings are in the in my scripture. And in the scripture, God says, I'm not going to give the whole truth to you until the end of time. And now it has given you the whole thing. So if you are surrendered and submissive to God, if you believe in one God, and you pray for realizing his words, then you have to understand this revelation and see exactly what God said he's going to do. He's going to send seven revelations, seven seals. And only when the books sealed with the seventh seal open is when the whole universe rejoices and say, now it is done, it's finished, it is complete. Now it is. Okay? If you want to know the word of God, if you believe in one God that sent all the scriptures, then you have no choice but to understand our teaching and see God's revelation and God's word, and that is the salvation of man. Before that, they each have a part of it. No one can go or see the whole vision if they just look at one part of the vision. And of course, God can do whatever he wants. If he decided he is going to give the salvation to a Christian or a Jew or a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Muslim, so be it. But not according to the scripture. The scripture clearly says that we have to wait until the seven angels come. Yes, Quran is a part of what we believe, but of course, any part of any revelation before this contradicts with this revelation has to be examined and looked at and understood in a deeper level, and eventually if there is a real contradiction, that part has to go, and the only part should be left is the last revelation. Any prophet comes, doesn't always agree with the people before it, and also there is a lot of dogmas that people put into religion as the word of God or the prophet, which is not. Okay? Actually, Quran doesn't say that they're going to go to heaven. They say they are accepted by God, but it encouraged Christian and Muslim and other, Christian and Jews to come and accept Quran. So even Quran encouraging the other belief to come and join them. But of course, it should not have happened, because we needed for Christian and Hindus and Buddhists and Muslim and Jews to be when this revelation comes. Otherwise, we wouldn't know about them. Those who believe in Quran and those who follow the Jews' scriptures and the Christian and the Sabians, any who believe in Allah and the last day and work righteous, shall have their reward with the Lord on them. Shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Okay, they have their reward. What that mean? Is that mean they go to heaven? Also, Prophet Muhammad said that the follower of Christianity will be, or Christ will be exalted, or will be higher than everybody else on earth. And he was correct. You know, that is why we can see the Christian nations have the fattest part of the earth given to them, and they have the Europe and United States, which has a lot of resources and all that. And of course, that also is finished by coming of this revelation, and everybody is equal. And that's why we see such an upheaval between East and West, and people are mixing and destruction coming to them and all that. So they have the rewards, you know. But does that mean they go to heaven? Will they reach pure consciousness? You know, how can you reach pure consciousness if you're not following the eternal divine path? If you're not following what God said will take you to pure consciousness? So Prophet Muhammad is correct. They will have rewards because they are following a prophet of God. Christ was the prophet of God. Moses was the prophet of God. Abraham was the prophet of God. All the prophets before us were from God. And whoever follows them, they will receive their reward because they are following God's word. But none of them are following the whole truth. They are following a part of the truth, because only after the seventh angel comes, the whole truth comes to humanity. So you see, you are interpreting Quran according to your understanding, not according to the word of God. The word of God doesn't say they are going to go to heaven and reach pure consciousness or Godhead. They say they are going to receive their reward. Of course, actually God promised Abraham and Abraham, or Ishmael and Isaac, that they will have reward. They will have nations and come from them, and they will have great territory as their, you know, possession, and he has fulfilled them. Reward does not mean going to heaven. Yes, reward with the Lord, and they have received the reward. Look at the Muslim. Muslim have land from Saudi Arabia all the way to Middle East, to North Africa, to Spain, and to South America. That is how this end up. Okay, Matrix, and apparently you had your hand up. If you want to say something, hold your hand up again, and I'll call you to take the mic. But we hope that you have gone to our website and study our teaching, and then your question is on topic of the mission of Maitreya. So we can see the Muslim have to overcome their dogmas and understanding. Christians, Jews, and everybody else, they have to eventually come and realize they each have a part of the truth, and none of them will go to heaven until they realize the whole truth. Go ahead, Matrix.
Hi there, Maitreya. Hello, Ruth. Christian, and hi everyone. I was just going to ask my trainer about the Dead Sea Scrolls, the War of One. I didn't read it.
Matrix, you broke up pretty badly here. If you wanna, breaking up. If you wanna type what you wanna say, okay. Yeah. Well, I couldn't. If anybody understood what he said, you can type it for me, because it was breaking up here badly. I couldn't understand what he's been saying here. So we can see that humanity all are called for this mission. This is the only mission or revelation which is for whole humanity. If it's not for Muslim or Jews or Persian or Far East, it is a revelation for the whole humanity. There is no other revelation. I was wondering about the Dead Sea Scroll and the Law of One. Okay, what is the Law of One, Matrix? Can you explain what the scroll said about the Law of One? Do you mean that there is only one God and there is no God beside him, or what? So, if you can explain a little more, it seems so. Okay, well, that is true. There is only one God. Actually, that is one of the things most of the people who come to this mission have been questioning themselves. If there is one God, why do we have so many religions? Why Jews weren't able to make everybody Jew? Why Hindus weren't able to make everybody Hindu? Why Christians weren't able to make everybody Christian? Why Muslims weren't able to... Because it clearly says in the Bible only Islam is going to cover 1/4 of the earth. And they already have. It is said each of these religions are going to come for a specific people. Now they are fighting to convert the other part to their own understanding. And it's not going to work. The only way it can work is to realize that each part of a greater truth, and that truth is being sealed and kept away from the human understanding to the end of the time. And now that vision have come true. Exactly. We're all humans. We're all a part of God. We're all brothers and sisters. It's not that only Jews and Hindus and Buddhists are brothers and sisters, or Muslim or Christian. Everybody is a part of God. There is no separation between any part of the universe from any other part. The moment we say only Muslim or Christian or Buddhist are brothers, it says means everybody else is out. They do not belong to our community or ways, and we cut them out. And we can't do that. You cannot separate any part of God from any part, because God is everything. Okay, Adele Dharma is asking, is it normal to experience more hardship after starting to meditate and so on? It is possible, because you start burning your karma. You bring, it's just like a small area with water. A pot of water or something. This is dirty. The dirt is underneath, but because there is nothing in it, nothing disturbing it, that dirt stays in the bottom. A pond. Exactly. Thanks, Yirin. Like a small pond. And suddenly, you start meditating and you throw a big stone into that pond. Before that, it was clear and clean and You didn't even know that dirt exists underneath them. And suddenly, you know, all those dirt start coming out and your karma start burning and you have to learn your lesson faster. Learning your lesson sometimes means hardship and hard work and more suffering. Of course, the sooner, the faster you learn your lesson, the sooner, the faster you understand the plan of God and the eternal divine path, the sooner you will surrender and submit to God and His will for you, the sooner you again bring that pond back to calmness and you scoop up the dirt. After a while, no matter how big a stone you put or throw into the pond, that dirt is not there anymore. You have a clear, clean water and there is no karma left that make the pond dirty. So it is possible that after we start meditating, after we start receiving this revelation, your life might become even harder a little bit. But if you continue scooping up the dirt from the pond and clearing the water and burning your karma, learning your lesson, the faster you do that, the faster you clear up the mess and your pond become a clear, crisp channel for God. So it is, there is some truth in what you say, and that is why everybody should start meditating, contemplating, concentrating, gazing in the greater sun, understanding our teaching, realizing what this vision is, and also where you fall into this vision. Matrix is asking, aren't every last 6 billion people a small spark of the divine? Yes, indeed, they are. Each are a spark of the divine, but not every spark is connected to God. Not every spark has been progressing for last 2,000 years. Not every spark has realized themselves in a deeper level, and therefore, there will be a sundering. There will be a time that those who do not progress, God gives human opportunity to progress many lifetimes. That's why we believe in reincarnation, and only through reincarnation you can realize the justness of God. God gives you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity for you to progress, to get rid of your dogmas, drop the dead religion, dead body of the religion that they have come before the last revelation of God, and progress in a greater degree. But if God gives you many chances and you would not progress, what is He going to do? He probably says, look, there are millions of billions of infinite other unit consciousnesses waiting for body, for human body to come and progress, and you are wasting my time and energy and the body, so I'm not going to incarnate you anymore. I'm going to bring someone, other beings that might progress faster than you do. So we can see the justice of God clearly, that He gives us a lot of opportunities, a lot of time to think, to progress, to come back, to return or to be with God. And but if we keep messing it up, eventually God says, okay, I had enough of this, you know, you will not progress. That's exactly the end time is. The end time is the time that those who have progressed in previous lifetimes now are chosen people, are elect, and they will see this vision clearly. That's why I don't choose you. I don't ask you to come and join me by force. I don't put the sword on your throat and say, if you don't believe me, I'll cut your head off. It is you who should go to the website to understand on teaching, progress, and realize, yes, it is from God. God said there is going to be 7 revelations, there is going to be 7 seals, there is going to be, you know, all this thing coming to humanity, and at the end time, at the time of the 7th angel, when the 7 seals are opened and the book sealed with the 7 seals are revealed, my mystery is finished. No one knows my mystery or the truth of God until this revelation comes. Therefore, anybody who claims they know God or they have the truth of God, they can't, because God said there isn't. They can't have it. And if such a people are elect, they see the vision. So I don't choose people who come to the mission. God has already chosen them. They see the vision. They clearly, and because they have been progressing in many incarnations, they have realized God in many lifetimes. In this lifetime, they cannot accept or follow dogmas. So you can see, yeah, there are 6 billion, or actually, there's more than 6 billion now, that they have the essence of God in them, but not all the essence progress according to what God has told them to progress to. Therefore, there is going to be a sundering, there is going to be a separation, there is going to be end time, that those who have progress will be chosen, and progress for next 1,000 years, and after 1,000 years they will reach pure consciousness or Godhead or Godhood. Therefore, the plan is clear. God has given humanity all the opportunity, all the time they need for last 12,000 years, and another 1,000 years at the top of it for the next 1,000 years, for them to progress, to see this vision, to see that they each have a part of the truth. They don't have the whole truth. Now, of course, is it, it's here, and humanity either accept it or reject it. Those who accept it and come and join and help and bring the kingdom of God on earth, of course, they elect. Those who reject it or they hold into their dogmas, they will not be incarnated for a long time. Go ahead, Shivin.
Maitreya, our teachings info that the seventh angel, Maitreya, is the most celebrated prophet because he brought the last message of God and the plan is complete. My question and my understanding is around, and the whole universe rejoiced. It's the only time in all the messages that the whole universe rejoiced. And could you speak more about that? It just seems like that's such an incredible acceleration for not just humanity and all the different parts of religions, but the whole universe. And that is so monumental that one little phrase people seem to be missing. Could you expand more on that?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's in Revelation chapter 4 and 5, if you study that book, clearly in chapter 5 says that all the elders and the whole universe were looking to see who's going to open the book sealed with the seven seal and the book that was hidden, and nobody could open it. No one. Actually, they reached the point that he starts crying. He starts saying, "Oh, nobody's gonna open. Nobody's gonna know what is in this book, in that revelation, inside the book that God has in His hand." And eventually, one of the elders told him that, "Look, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah will open the book." It means nobody could open that book but the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the person who is from the lineage of King David, and nobody can do that. No one. If you are not from the lineage of King David, if you haven't fulfilled the prophecy, you will not be able to open the book. That's another thing, you can say Prophet Muhammad wasn't from the lineage of the King David. He was from the lineage of Ishmael. He could not have opened the book sealed with the seventh seal and the last revelation of God. When he opens the book, eventually the Lion of David Judah comes and opens the book. That is when the whole universe rejoices and hallelujah comes from all corners of the universe, and God, and everybody celebrates the opening of the seven seals and revelation of the book revealed to humanity. It's right in the Bible. Is there nothing we say or reveal to humanity which is not based on the Word of God? And that is the most wonderful thing, that these people who come and say you know, we are antichrist, we cannot unify humanity or religion, and they have no idea what our teaching is, and they yell and kick and all that because their ego is hurt. Because we say, your religion is not the last one, your religion is not the only way, your religion is not the only chosen one, but each of you are a part of a greater truth. That greater truth is what all these revelations before it have come. Even the prophets who had the vision, they could not have told humanity until everything come to this point. And in this point, of course, now we can clearly see that God indeed did exactly what He said He will do, and He revealed everything according to His plan. Therefore, God exists. There is no doubt about this, and there is no distinction between prophets of God. All the prophets of God are equal. Of course, the seventh one is the one that brings the whole truth. So it's the most celebrated, and the Bible and the teaching in the scriptures also confirm that before this teaching come, nobody knows the truth, and therefore when the whole truth, it's just like the seven chakras. You progress six chakras, but when you reach the seven chakras, then you become one with God. Before that, you still had a part of ego left in you. Even in six chakras, still you have a little ego left in you that you can enter Godhead. Or at least if you're an avatar, you have been with God, you have a little, you know, connection to earth, so you can stay in your body. But in the seventh level of chakra is when you eventually reach God. That's the most celebrated chakra. That is when the whole truth will reveal to you, because you become one with the God and oneness with the essence. And exactly that is what also can be understood with the seventh angel or seventh revelation, because this is the only revelation explains clearly, crystal clear. And if you understand it, you understand your religion. Actually, if you do not understand, though, if you do not understand our teachings, you do not know your religion. Period. So that is why everybody should understand this teaching, understand the explanation, how all these things that these people with the dogma in different religion bring here are explained. How Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet, at the same time he is the, you know, the seal of the prophet. What he meant by he was the last prophet, what he meant by he finished his religion. Yes, he finished the Islam, the religion of Islam. He finished that thing. He could not have been the seventh angel because he wasn't the lion of the tribe of Judah. He could not have opened the seven seals. Or Christ is the for Jews and the last tribe of Judah, you know, the chain of Israel, the house of Israel. So all this thing has explained clearly. Now if they can see this clearly, they can understand the work of God and the plan of God. And this revelation is the most celebrated because it that is the only one is clear and explains the word of God and the plan of God. Okay, Shalom everyone, have a wonderful godly week. Meditate on these words, go to the website, read our teaching, understand this revelation, and realize God indeed has sent this to you, and become one with it and get on with the work. Shalom everybody.